Journey to the River Sea by Eva Ibbotson. Read by Imelda Staunton. It was a good school, one of the best in London. Miss Banks and her sister Emily had bought three houses in a quiet square and put up a brass plate saying, "The Mayfair Academy for Young Ladies," and they had prospered. They took in children whose parents were abroad and needed somewhere to spend the holidays. Now, some 30 years later, in the autumn of 1910, the school had a waiting list, and those girls who went there knew how lucky they were. Miss Carlyle was giving a geography lesson in the big classroom which faced the street. "Now, can anyone tell me the exact source of the River Thames?" she asked. She passed her eyes along the rows of desks and stopped by a girl in the front row. Maya had seen the motor stop outside the door, had seen old Mr. Murray in his velvet-collared coat go into the house. Mr. Murray was Maya's guardian, and today, as everyone knew, he was bringing news about her future. Maya raised her eyes to Miss Carlyle and struggled to concentrate. In the room full of fair and light brown heads, she stood out, with her pale triangular face, her widely spaced dark eyes, and her single heavy plait of hair. "The Thames rises in the Cotswold Hills," she began in her low, clear voice. The door opened. 20 heads turned.
"Would Maya Fielding come to Miss Banks's room, please?" said the maid. Miss Banks.